Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's going on, bud?
Not much.
Excellent effort last night by the defense. We were talking earlier about Aqib Talib, and certainly you look at that quarterback, made some mistakes last night. You guys were able to capitalize on him.
Yeah, that was huge for us. Aqib coming up with two picks, and then Zoe also getting one. It was just big to take advantage of our opportunities that we had, especially in that game, a tough-fought game, both sides of the ball, just trying to give the ball back to the offense.
We were talking earlier, a lot of talk this morning about Tom Brady, and some object to the way in which he expresses his displeasure with teammates. Can you tell the fans who are talking about this, as a teammate of his, whether that bothers you or not?
No, I mean, Tom's a leader and a competitor, and he forces everyone to bring their level up when you play with him, so I think it's something that we need. He's a guy that leads the offense. With Vince and Mayo, the same thing goes on defense. They want you to bring that level up in games, and that's how you have to win football games. You have guys that have played at a high level for a while that lead you, and you just got to follow.
So when he's yelling at a rookie or yelling at Edelman, or his body language is expressing his displeasure, God, that doesn't ruin guys' careers. They don't go screaming and crying into the locker room and cover themselves up in the fetal position.
No, I mean, it's the NFL. Coaches sometimes yell, players will yell. I mean, it gets competitive out there, but we all know we go out there and play with the same goal, and that's to win football games.
So when he's going by you onto the sideline, you're heading out, and he's lighting somebody up, you're like, whoo, thank God that's not me.
No, I actually did he do that last night? I didn't know.
A couple of three, four, seven times last night he was lighting guys up. Hey, who's the most vocal guy on defense? Who's the guy that lights people up on D for you guys?
It switches. I mean, we haven't had that this year where guys have to jump at somebody's face. It's more a guy saying, let's go. It's not as much as, you know, yelling and screaming at guys.
When you look at a couple opponents, Buffalo, Jets, that maybe some feel are not strong teams, do you feel like when you guys get to Atlanta, and I know you're going to say we don't look a week ahead, but do you feel like for this team it needs to gel a little bit, and will that happen, Devin?
Oh, I mean, no matter who we play, we have to continue to get better. It's only the second game of the season. We have a young football team. We're nowhere near where we need to be when it comes to being later in the season, but we have to continue to get better. And I think, you know, a lot of people will judge us and say different things, but we have to continue to develop our skills, get better, and the best way to do that is get a win. So why not learn and get better with a win rather than a loss?
You mean the haters?
The
Patriot haters are going to be out there.
No, I don't think they're haters. You know, people get paid to state their opinion and say what they see out there on the field. So, obviously, when you watch the game, everything wasn't perfect. It was pretty far from being perfect, but we were able to find a way to win.
Well, what do you think of the new look of the Jets head coach? He seems to have dropped a few pounds. You feel like he looks pretty good?
Yeah, he looks like he's working hard over there.
I have a basic question.
Is he a guy whoever jaws at you? Like, I mean, because we watched that special on Belichick. You know, Belichick's jawing at guys. Does he jaw at you?
No, not in the game. But I've met him before and sat and watched film with him. He's actually a pretty cool guy, just to sit and watch football and talk football with.
Yeah. Well, look, you get a week off. What are you doing over the weekend, Devin?
Relaxing. Two games in that short amount of time takes a toll on you, so it'll be good just to rest up and try to get ready to go for Tampa.
Yeah. I didn't think you guys would get a day off. I thought Belichick could make you guys work through it, or at least the offense get a whole day.
Do you have to work this weekend, or you get a weekend off?
No, we're in today, so. But, yeah, he's not too bad on us.
Was he upset last night, or was he happy with the win?
Nah, coach likes to win.
And so he doesn't get angry at all. It doesn't say nothing but positive.
Oh, no, the next day is when we fix everything.
So today you'll get abused.
He's going to watch the game, sleep on it.
Yeah.
I have a question
about
football, about basics. I used to play a little football when I was a younger man.
Yes.
Last night you had a very great return on after you picked up a fumble. I thought you were supposed to just jump on the ball and secure it instead of run with it. I'm just curious what the thought process is there.
Yeah, when it's a crowd, you want to try to jump on it. When no one's around, you want to pick it up and try to get as many yards as you can.
How did you get a chance to check out the new cheerleader outfits last night?
Nah, they were new.
Yeah, they got that.
Good answer.
I know you're focused on the focused on the game, but didn't happen to see those, huh?
That's always good for the viewers.
Yes, it is. Devin.
I love how they act don't check out the cheerleaders whatsoever.
You don't check out the chicks in the crowd?
I guess that's a no.
Huh?
No
I guess
comment.
That's a no.
What happened? Oh, no, I didn't hear the question.
Spaz wanted to know if you ever get a chance to look at, the ladies in the crowd or not.
It's tough. Our sideline's kind of far from to be able to see well into the crowd. So,
yeah.
Not really. There's a lot going on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah, but once in a while you hear, Devin, I love you.
Yeah, and then turn around and take a look.
And then it's LB.
Yeah.
No. I haven't got that yet.
All right, Devin. Well, thanks for checking in.
You guys are awesome. 2-0.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Okay. All right.